Hey, do you have questions? Do you want to improve your language skills? Do you want to speak English fluently? If your answer was yes for any of the questions I've just asked, this is the right place for you to be. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Sam, your host, and I'm very excited to have you here. To get started, I have a very important question to ask you. Are you ready to line it up? Well, 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 it's time to talk about common mistakes we commit when we are trying to improve our language skills. And today I will be talking about three mistakes we commit when we are trying to speak English and how to make them right. Okay, so we'll start by talking about two words that have similar meaning but can be very different and, well, can sound a little bit weird when you use incorrectly. So these two words are the words kind of and type of. Actually, the word kind and the word type. Okay, so kind and type, they have the same meaning. If you translate these words to Portuguese, you are very likely to have a identical translation, but the application of these words can be very different. So kind and type have basically the same meaning in Portuguese, and the meaning is tipo. Okay, so we'll talk about why you should use kind of instead of type of. So let me give you an example. Listen to this sentence. What kind of vegetables do you like? What kind of vegetables do you like? What type of vegetables do you like? What type of vegetables do you like? Very well. So now, well, if you are a Portuguese native speaker, you probably prefer or believe it's easier to use type of because it's very close to Portuguese. But, well, it doesn't sound very good to use type of. So the best and the correct alternative would be kind of. So what kind of vegetables do you like? Let's take a look at another example. Listen to this sentence. There are many kinds of music you can listen to. There are many kinds of music you can listen to. So here, kinds expresses the idea we often want to express with type of, but the best option is kind of. Okay, so let me go for another example. What kind of movies do you like? What kind of movies do you like? Well, I prefer romance movies or drama movies, but I also like comedy. So here I'm using kind of to talk about type of. So next time you use this structure, please make sure you use kind of instead of type of. Okay, great. Let's go to the second mistake most committed by learners, and it is the use of two very interesting words, intent and pretend. So intent is to have the intention, and pretend is to act as act similar to something or have a behavior that is not your real behavior. So intent, to have intentions, to have a plan, and pretend can be very similar to fingir. Fingir in Portuguese. So when we are trying to use these two words, we often use pretend. I pretend to see my mother this weekend. I pretend to see my mother this weekend. But this sentence doesn't make any sense in English because to pretend means fingir. So intent is the correct word. So pretend is called false cognate, okay? So, I intend to visit my mother this weekend. I intend to visit my mother this weekend. So, intent here is the correct alternative, okay? So, let's take a look at another example. I intend to retire in 5 years from now. I intend to retire in 5 years from now. So, I have the plan. Okay, so I want to retire. I have the intention. So, next time you use these two words, remember, intent, to have the intention, the plan. And pretend is basically to play role something, okay? Fingir. So, please, next time you use these words, have in mind the difference and use intent to talk about future plans and intentions, okay? Very good job! Well, I would like to let you know that by listening to this episode, you become part of an international community of people who are willing to effectively learn English. So, I thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and please make sure you visit our social media as well as our website, and be ready because we'll have more content coming soon. So thank you very much. It was amazing to have you here. So go out there and line it up. Bye bye.